Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 11. I am Absolute Deicide.
I'm Clay Cuckolds.
It's the official podcast of GruntFreePress.com. www.GruntFreePress.com.
Spread the word across the net.
Let's get right into it. You're talking about how much IGN sucks before we even started recording.
Yeah, dude, it's just fucking... I don't know, everything's probably clickbait, so...
I'll absolutely, just, dude.
Scroll through, I'll be like, alright, I'm not clicking on that, or that, or
yeah,
that.
It's not even, like, subtle about it anymore, either. It's just like, you know, it's like fucking whatever. Here's the date of something, you know? They can't just, like, the headline can't just be like... Whatever, like fucking Fallout 4 is coming out on this date. You know what I mean? It's the headline's always like, oh, what's the Fallout 4 headline? Like, you know what I mean? What's the date? You got to click to see. You know, it's like, it's such
bullshit, yeah. Dude. Yeah, lead you into it.
And you click on it and it's like, oh, we don't know yet, but we had an interview with this guy and he said he's going to tell us soon. It's like, dude, go fuck yourself, dude. You're such fucking scummy fucking pieces of shit. But I was. You know, it pisses me off is the shit. It's like, dude, I'm, you know, I'm playing fucking Metal Gear, and again, dude, I'm trying not to be like the guy, dude. It's like every fucking article is like, oh, get infinite money in Metal Gear, like blah blah blah, like fucking these cheats break the fucking game.
Oh, there's cheats in that and shit.
Oh, of course, yeah, break the game. It's probably, you know what I mean. They're all like fucking just, it's all like exploits. You know what I mean? Like fucking bullshit. Of course, as every game has that bullshit, but it's like, dude, ruin the game for yourself. Here you go, you know. Or it's like, I'm fucking, you know, they have like the, I haven't got to that part yet. This is like a mode you like go in and like, raid people's bases and like, you know, you can capture the soldiers or whatever. You know what I mean? Fucking, they have like,
now people's like online?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like fucking, it's just like, they won't be, it's just like, I think it's just you versus like the AI, you know what I mean? Like fucking, like you, all the shit that you capture in that game, I think is, you know, it goes to your base. Then you can, I'm not at the point, I think you got to get to like a certain point in the story or whatever. I'm not there yet. But like, so you're supposed to be building up your base, all the shit that you're capturing, like fucking folding it out goes back to your base, you know? So you'll like have like better, like you research shit for like, you know, the guys in your base will have better guns and like armor and whatever. So like, whatever, I'm not thinking too much of it and I don't really care, you know what I mean? But it's like fucking headline. Oh, how to get like the best like base in Metal Gear. So there's probably like, you know what I mean? It's like everybody and their fucking mother, dude, is probably gonna be just clicking on that. Probably a certain way you gotta do it to like get like the
copy paste it.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Like a certain way to do it. And it's like, dude, so once I get to that part, dude, it's probably just gonna be useless to me. I'm not a fucking faggot. I'm not gonna fucking just go through step by step how to get the best base, like, you know. Then the next article, oh, how to beat that base, you know? It's like, dude, fucking so stupid. The fuck is the point of even playing fucking games anymore? I think I might just give up. I'm going to start reading books.
Really?
Yep. Just going to start reading books. Just gonna...
Hemingway?
Yep. No, not even that, dude. I don't know. Like, probably like young adult novels, like, I don't know, Twilight, 50 Shades of Grey, I don't know, shit like that. Like, probably like, you know, fantasy, young adult fantasy, stuff like that. The Wheel of Time or something, you know, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I just started listening to vinyl again. I'm fucking
Divergent.
Just sick of MP3s and I'm sick of CDs. I'm listening to records.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much better. I mean, you can't. It's physical media. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing wrong with it to begin with.
Remember when CDs first came out and they had those big fucking stupid boxes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like fucking massive for a little disc, yeah.
Yeah, that shit was stupid. Or the mini disc, there was like little ones.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember those?
I remember one person I went to school with, Adam, fucking mini disc. Like, no, this is going to take off, dude. It's cool. And then it didn't. Yeah. I think you could fit like fucking like five songs on it or something. There's like nothing to it.
Yeah, dude, that shit was the shit back in the day, dude.
What, mini discs?
Oh, just all that, all the music shit. Whether it was a Walkman, a Discman. Remember that there was little things they played, like little cassette tapes. I don't know if you remember that thing. I forget what it was, but
it was the mini discs, right? There was pretty much just tiny cassette.
No, tapes. Well, yeah, well, they actually had like tiny cassette tape ones. like a little tape. I forget what it was called or what it was, but
I thought those were mini discs. These look like little tapes.
Well, mini disc was like the disc.
Oh yeah, a little CD,
like a CD,
a little CD. It was in like a thing that looked like a cassette. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, this was an actual like little tape that you put in a like a little tape player.
Like
it had
like an answer
like it was
machine.
Little. It had, yeah, kind of. It had like only a few songs on it, maybe. I think I had like a Bon Jovi one. I vaguely remember it, dude. But yeah, that shit was sick.
All you can do is listen to fucking Living on a Prayer over and over again.
Yeah, that probably was one of them. Might have been that and like Wanted Dead or Alive or something. Might not. I don't even think it was like a thing. It wasn't like everybody had them. So it was like a. I think it was just like probably like a special little like toy thing or something stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, like a fucking. I remember the fucking. Was it Talk Boys or whatever from like Home Alone? I remember having those. I think those are those little discs.
I don't remember that. What was that?
It was like the same. It was just this little disc, but it was like a fucking like recorder. Like you could record your voice. It was just a fucking. I think it was like a full size tape, but you'd fucking throw it in this fucking giant thing with a fucking microphone sticking out of it, and that was it. You know what I mean? Called the Talk Boy. It was on fucking. From Home Alone, then
oh,
fucking
dude, why can't I remember?
And then
that?
Everybody got it. Like fucking, that was it. I think it was a piece of shit and break in like fucking a week.
Like the fucking the power glove.
I never had that.
I didn't either, but didn't it? Like, wasn't it all fucked up?
Oh, it was a piece of garbage. Yeah, I remember fucking like, Omar, dude, is the only person I ever knew who had one of those.
Dude, I wanted it so bad, but I just kept thinking, like, dude, why would I get that? There's nothing to play, like...
I wanted it a little bit, too, then I fucking went over to his house, and I fucking tried playing it. Well, this thing's a fucking complete piece of garbage. That was it. That fucking cured me of that pretty quick.
I probably would have wore it to school.
Both of them in the wintertime, like, fucking just to keep warm.
Did they have one for each hand, I assume?
I don't know. Maybe one for lefties, I don't know. I don't know.
It'd be funny if they didn't. It was just one side.
And it was for lefties. Like, it was only for... Nobody could use it. Yeah. Talk about some video games?
Yeah, sure.
Did you play any video games?
I've played a few in my life.
Just a couple, yeah?
Yeah, I've played a few. Wait. I don't like to talk about it anymore, though. Yeah. I don't want to talk about video. I want to talk about network television.
All right, let's do that then. Watch.
No, I'm just kidding.
Fear the Walking Dead. You see that?
No, absolutely not.
Well, best part of that is only one more fucking episode to go. And I'm done. Then I can wash my hands of it. I bought the ticket, and I'm fucking taking the ride. But holy shit, what a piece of fucking garbage.
Yeah, that sucks. That's what sucks about buying shit. And you feel like you have to, like, do it. You know?
Man, what a fucking shitty show that turned out to be, man. Fucking everything, every fucking thing you can think of. It's a review on the site, too. Gruntfreepress.com if you want that last episode. How bad it was. So everything's fucking terrible, dude. Fucking writing, the acting, the fucking special. You fucking think about it, dude. It's fucking... terrible, dude. Piece of shit. But it's almost over. Fucking the actual show is gonna start, and hopefully that's good. I do need something to watch, dude. I'm fucking shoving my face full of fucking pizza, dude, at the end of the day after work.
Oh, dude, pizza sounds good.
Oh, it's always good.
Yeah, I don't... I'm not in the mood for shows. I don't know. I just fucking... go through those ups and downs, or I don't give a shit about shows.
You know what else is good is best show I saw was the fucking whooping cough ad on Skype. It's pretty good. See, as I opened the shit up, there's a fucking just a giant wolf, like ready to eat a fucking baby, and it just kept getting closer, like closer and closer, dude. The fucking wolf's fucking teeth, like right up to the baby's face. I'm like, the fuck is this, dude? It's like, oh, wolf, you know, whooping cough's no joke. Talk to your doctor, dude. You know, I don't know what the fuck whooping cough is. He has a fucking cool ad. I like that shit.
Like a NyQuil commercial or something?
I don't know. He's fucking just... I think it's like I think it's like some disease like babies get and it kills them, dude. It's just fucking like there's supposed to be like a grandma like holding the fucking like little baby, dude. They make it look like fucking like Little Red Riding Hood or something, dude. The fucking just there's a wolf, dude. A wolf fucking head, dude. Just getting close to the fucking baby's face, dude. Just so good.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I don't see the ads because I open it up on the one, so.
Yeah. You get to see ads about, like, Rock Band 4 and shit, you know?
I can't even believe they're making another one of those. Well, I guess
Yeah, you're not going to get it, dude? Rock Band 4?
No.
Not interested?
No, I'll pass.
What if I told you I saw a IGN headline that U2's going to be in it? What do you think then?
Oh, I think it's undoubtedly a big pile of shit.
Yeah, if you want to make me not want to fucking buy Rock Band even more, just tell me that U2's in it.
Yeah. If you literally want me to hate you forever, just, you know, mention U2, say it once. I don't know. You know, I hate it. Fucking hate U2. That shit sucks. Dick. It's like, who could enjoy it, though? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm biased, but I just think it sucks. If you have ears.
Yeah. It's offensive to people who have ears and a sense of fucking pride. Any kind of fucking...
Yeah, dude. Like, what is it? Like, what is it? Like, what are you? What is U2? Are you trying to, like...
Oh, it's just the most,
You're
like...
not telling me stories? Are you trying to spread a message? Like, what are you doing? What are you?
What are you?
Like, what is your music? Are you rock? Are you... You know, pop? Like, what are you? Dance? I don't even know.
No, it's definitely, like, pop, dude. It's, like, the most, like, inoffensive fucking, you know, hooky, whatever the fuck you want to call it, dude. Just, like, pleasant to listen to. Like, you know what I mean? Like, inoffensive, just fucking melody fucking poppy garbage, dude. Like, that's it. Like, put it in the background at the dentist, dude, and you'll feel all right.
Do they really think the target audience for Rock Band 4... is going to give a fuck about U2.
I can't imagine. To be honest, probably. I mean, that was fucking big in the day, you know what I mean? It was so big, and, like, everybody fucking did it. It's funny, too, is I hear, like, a lot of the fucking people I listen to fucking, you know, all, like, these fucking, you get these retro guys, and they fucking make, like, oh, yeah, dude, I fucking love video games. Oh, yeah, isn't that Mario Brothers is pretty good, huh? Fucking how about that Metroid? Like, you know what I mean? And then now they're just, like, oh, there's the same faggots who fucking want, like, these fucking, oh, you know, games should be, like, accessible to everybody. It's like those guys, dude, you know what I mean? Who are, like, fucking, like, I love games, dude, but, you know, I'm good. As long as the game tells a good story, man, like, that's good, you know, like, that type of shit. Like, you know, I don't know. Fucking hipsters. That's who it fucking appeals to. Those are the ones that are going to buy fucking Rock Band. Oh, as I got back into games, dude, as soon as Rock Band hit, dude, I fucking got back into it because, it was trendy, so yeah, it was all.
It just seems like just such a fucking gay band to put in that. Like, it's just like, what's good about U2? Like, the guitars aren't good, the drums aren't good.
No,
vocals aren't good. Okay, maybe the vocals are good if you're like one of those people that sings at a karaoke bar or something. And
yeah, yeah, exactly. Yep. So yeah, that's Rock Band, you know, karaoke.
I mean, it is, but I don't know.
Yeah, U2 sucks. Stupid. Fucking fat dick. Definitely. Yeah, dude. There's one fucking genre, dude, that doesn't need fucking a revival. It's fucking Rock Band, because that shit just fucking died like 2 or 3 years ago. Why is it like, why do they think it's a good idea to bring it back now? I don't get it. You probably get like all the old instruments and shit at like fucking whatever, dude. Like, go in a fucking trash bin, you can probably fucking find somebody's fucking.
Find somebody's drums and.
Yeah, dude. If anybody wants mine, you'll give it away for free. Just gotta go to my fucking ex-wife's house and knock on the door, dude. I'm sure she'll be glad to fucking get that shit out of her house. They fucking left it there. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Just tell her Grunt Free Press sent you.
Yeah, dude, that's the code word. She'll know.
Yeah, it is fucking so stupid, dude.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I was fucking all about that shit when it first came out. It was fucking new and it was fun and like whatever, dude. It fucking ran its course though. I mean, just let the fucking shit go. I mean, it's done. I mean, if I wanted to fucking play it, dude, I'd get my old shit, or you know what I mean? Like, why is anybody gonna buy into this garbage again?
Now, I will give credit to the one that teaches you how to play actual guitar,
Yeah,
if that's.
Rocksmith or whatever. I mean, yeah, whatever. That's all right. Yeah, if that's what you're gonna do, but.
Like, I actually contemplated that. I'm like, if that
Yeah,
really
it's
works.
too expensive. I didn't want to fucking buy an actual guitar. I mean, that's my fucking thing.
I would just like,
Owens
I mean.
does that shit. I see him on there all the time. I don't know if he still does or what, or if he can actually play guitar at this point. But he's fucking playing that shit for a while. I don't know if he's fucking how it worked for him or whatever.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool to learn on your own time and not have to go anywhere. You could just kind of sit there and, if it's legit,
Yeah, I think it is.
And
As
that's pretty
far as
cool.
what I've heard, like, it actually does teach you like pretty
But
well.
Rock Band, I mean, I don't know. I mean, what's different? Do they have more buttons now? I mean, is there any.
Something like that, a little bit different. But I mean, it's like we all fucking went through it. I mean, most of us went through it, where it's like, dude, you fucking spend all this money, dude. It fucking takes up all this fucking space. And you know what I mean? And all it's there for is that one fucking game. And it's like, dude, there's fucking definite like problems. Like then everybody went through that shit. Like it was fucking huge. You get sick of it, and it just fucking you get all these fucking shitty plastic instruments fucking lying everywhere. I mean, it's fun for like that time and that place, dude. And it was fucking big.
And it's like if you actually had like, five people that actually would play it or something.
Right, but how often is that gonna happen? You know,
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, every now and then. But then again, you're the fucking dickhead who has all these fucking plastic instruments cluttering up your fucking house, dude. You're the asshole who spent all the fucking money, dude, and just fucking have that shit so you can be the fucking party guy, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I'm all set with it personally.
Yeah, and again, dude. Again, I think you were. I know I was. I think you were too. I mean,
Oh,
fucking.
I liked it. Yeah,
Oh yeah.
originally.
I mean, yep. I mean, a time and a place for it, and it passed, and it fucking died, and like the people who still want it can still get the fucking shit at like Salvation Army, dude, for like
Do
two.
people really want that, though? I mean.
If somebody did, I could see if like, oh, whatever, like I maybe like you know what I mean, like it fucking that it passed them, and they're like, oh, I'm kind of curious or whatever, like you know what I mean. They get like, oh, maybe I do want to fucking break the shit out again, but to get a fucking put a brand new one out there, dude, just seems completely fucking useless to me.
Yep, that's what we call a money grab in the biz.
Yeah, it's like, oh, here's nostalgia, dude. Bank on this nostalgia from like 3 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, dude, really? Right. Come on. Oh
Yeah, then you can pay for the songs and download them and.
yeah, that was the worst too. It's like, oh well, that's the thing too. It's like, oh, it's only like $1 a song or whatever it was. I'm like, oh. Then I'll have this forever. Then it's like, oh yeah, cool. I can't even just listen to it. All I can do is fucking, you know what I mean?
Play it in Rock
Have
Band.
it for Rock Band. And that's it. Like fucking, it's ridiculous, dude. They made something like it was like, oh, like fucking, fucking use any, song you have on your computer or on, you know what I mean? Like anything, fucking pop a disc in, dude.
That would be
That's it.
cool.
Like fucking, and it fucking just does it automatically. Like, yeah, whatever. That's fucking cool. But to spend a fucking dollar per song, and it's like,
On
dude,
the songs they pick, you know.
yeah, they're fucking
So you
garbage
can
now.
play Say It Ain't So and fucking Buddy Holly or whatever.
You too.
Yeah, I'm sure
I
they'll, yeah, maybe they'll put Kiss on it.
had some decent shit, fucking the last one. I mean, they had like Black Dahlia and all that shit, and fucking like, But still, it's like, yeah, cool. I have these songs, and I play them like fucking like 10 times, and I'm like, all right, well. That's fucking stuck on there for fucking Rock Band. Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Speaking of banking on nostalgia, System Shock you can actually buy, finally. The first System Shock on GOG. It's been a long fucking time. You're gonna fucking find that shit anywhere, dude. I had it fucking before, like. It was like abandonware, dude. They used to have like abandonware, not even like pirating, just fucking to be like people would have sites like, dude, these games like you can't buy them like anywhere, like they're just like dead. Nobody has, you know what I mean? Nobody gives a shit about them. And I got that like fucking like 10 years ago, you know what I mean? Fucking off one of those sites, we can actually buy it now on fucking GOG. They have like a fucking remastered version.
How much?
It wasn't much, dude. I bought it. It was like fucking like $5 or some shit. I think I got it. It was like a, there was a, all right, the first and the second one were bundled for 16. That was it. So you get System Shock 1 and 2 for $16. I already had System Shock 2, but of course that was on fucking Steam, so I fucking bought it again on GOG, like whatever. And you get like both. You get like, there's like an enhanced edition with like better graphics and shit, and like better like UI and the original one. Some point in my life, I'll fucking play both of those eventually.
What are you on right now? You still on Metal Gear?
Yeah, dude, just fucking, I'm only like 40% or something like that.
Enjoying it more or less?
The more I play it, I think the less I like it. I can be honest with
Yeah.
you. Yeah, the longer I play it, dude, the less, dude, it's fucking shit starts poking through cracks that showing here. It's fucking wicked repetitive, man. It's
Yeah,
like,
it kind of sucks.
I want to fucking, like, you know what I mean? It's like, I want to play it, dude, but it's just like, I want to, like, just so I can, like, get to the end of it or whatever, but it's like, dude, I got to, like, seriously, like, amp myself up, you know? It's like fucking like, all right, what? It's like, oh, what am I playing again, dude? Like, what am I on? And I'm like, fucking Metal Gear. I'm like, ah, Jesus. You know what I mean? I gotta like fucking take a second and just be like, all right, let's go. Let's keep doing these fucking same missions over and over again, I guess. That's what, yeah, same shit over and over. Then you get like, you know, I'm trying to do like everything. So I'll do like, you know, all the side missions and all that. And I guess just like you're going to the same places, just fucking, oh, fucking get these fucking three guys up. Oh, there they are. All right. So I'll just sneak in, fucking whatever. Up. Oh, somebody saw me. I guess I'll fucking pop in the head with a fucking tranquilizer dart. All right. Keep going. Fucking up. Oh, choke these guys out. Okay. There's the base.
Easy, they're not even like a challenge to take out, like let's say Blacklist, where once you're spotted, a few shots, you're done. That's it.
You go down pretty quick. I mean, you can get out of there fairly easily, and just, you know what I mean? It's just fucking pretty open, so it's just like you just fucking run in a direction and just fucking go, you know what I mean? But it's not like, I mean, you do drop pretty fast, but it's a matter of just fucking getting the fuck out of there and like waiting, and like, you know what I mean? Your health will come back and they'll fucking like whatever. When you get that chick, dude, fucking the sniper, fucking quiet and like whatever. Somebody spots me, you just have her fucking shoot somebody and they'll fucking be like, oh shit, and fucking go like to her, you know what I mean? But yeah, so it's pretty much just like the same shit over and over. They'll like you do like an actual mission, they'll switch it up. It's like, all right, cool, it's something different. But then like the shit they want you to do, like they don't really like explain what they want you to do. So it's like, oh fucking, like, you know what I mean? Oh, follow this guy. So it's like, all right, like whatever, dude. And then it's like they're like super cryptic about what, you know what I mean? Like they try to switch it up. I'll give you an example, dude. It's fucking just playing before I went to sleep. It's a boss, dude. This fucking the boss fight, the fucking fire dude, the fireman from the beginning, dude. Fireman
Big
fucking Steve.
boss.
Fireman Steve. No, I'm Big Boss, but it's fucking
Oh.
Fireman Steve and fucking Psycho Mantis from the first one, right? So I'm like these fucking young fucking Psycho Mantis from fucking Metal Gear Solid 1. So I'm like, all right, cool, a fucking boss fight, you know? Fucking usually the boss fights in these games are pretty cool. So it's fucking, the guy keeps like, you know, he's fucking shooting fire at me and shit. He's fucking running up to me. So I'm like, all right, like, what the fuck am I doing? So I look around. There's like these two water towers. So I'm like, all right, so cool. So I'm gonna fucking get him close to this fucking water tower. I'm gonna shoot it. I'll fucking stun him, dude. I'll try to fucking like Fulton him out of there. No problem. So I fucking do it, dude. And fucking, you know, hit the water tower, dude. He fucking like drops down. He's fucking like done, you know? I try to fucking Fulton him, and fucking the guy on the radio is like, oh, cool, you got a Fulton him? Cool. Fucking try like Fulton him out. And fucking Psycho Mantis pops out, fucking pops the balloon. The guy fucking drops down. So I'm like, all right, so there's got to be something here, like fucking like in the Metal Gear 1, if you remember that, dude, the Psycho Mantis fight.
No clue.
Or it was like you'd fucking fight him, dude. Like you'd read your fucking, you couldn't hurt him. He'd always fucking block your shots and shit. And he'd fucking like,
Oh, the one where you switch controllers.
exactly, yep. So you do
That
a
was
pretty,
pretty cool.
yeah, pretty famous fucking fight. So I'm like, oh, we can't really switch fucking controllers. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, not in this, dude. I'm fucking not, I'm wired, but I mean, it's not, you'd have to go through a whole fucking menu to fucking do that. So I dealt that set. So I'm like, all right, so what am I? So I'm trying like different shit. I'm like, all right, well, I'll lay down like sleep gas. And like, I'm trying like sleep gas mines and shit. And I'll throw fucking like sleep gas and like smoke, all like all this different shit I'm trying. I'm like, all right, well, I can't figure this out. I'm like, all right, the fuck, you know what I mean? What am I supposed to do? So I'm like, all right, well, fuck it, you know. So I'm not even gonna bother like folding the guy out. Like, I was just trying to fucking like whatever. He's probably like optional, you know. So I'm fucking like trying the shit. So I'm like looking. So I'm like, all right, so this guy doesn't like water, and there's a fucking like a cliff off the edge, and there's like a fucking like a river down underneath. So I'm like, all right, so maybe I just fucking do like an old like Hollywood, like I'll fucking jump off the cliff and like, you know, land in the fucking river, and like that'll be the end, you know what I mean? Try that, dude. I fucking fall for like 2 seconds, hit a fucking invisible fucking wall. Fucking, oh, snake, he died for some reason, like before I even hit the fucking like water. I was like, oh, cool. I'm like, all right, awesome. And then I'm like, well, okay, so there's a Jeep here in the fucking, you know what I mean? So I'm like, maybe I fucking get in this Jeep and drive off you like fucking Thelma and Louise, you know what I mean, into the fucking water, like, you know what I mean, try that. Nope,
Okay.
same shit, fucking he dies. So I'm like, all right, well, what the fuck, dude? So I'm like, all right, well, fuck, I was trying like killing the guy, like I was trying all this shit. I'm like, all right, well, that's not working. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing? All you gotta do is just fucking call in a fucking helicopter, dude, and the helicopter comes down, you jump in it and it fucking pulls you out. Like that was the puzzle. I'm like, ah, oh, cool, like
Wow.
dude, wicked cool.
That's awesome.
I get it. It's
You're
like,
giving it too much credit.
yeah, exactly, dude. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there is a way. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm sure everyone in the fucking IGN wiki, dude, there's a fucking stupid way to fucking like do it, like, you know what I mean, folding them out and be done with it. But you know what I mean? I wasn't gonna do that. But it's like, dude, like this fucking like the stupidest fucking like solution to fucking like end this mission, like the dumbest thing I could think of, is just fucking like call in a helicopter and leave, like this fucking
You
retarded.
don't even have to beat it.
No, you're just gonna like sun him, I think. Or like you just have to get him to like lose line of sight with you and call on the chopper and like leave and like that's it. Like, yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah, that's very dumb, I think.
Or another example, dude. I'm fucking right, so the fucking tells me, all right, you gotta stop this truck, right? There's a fucking like truck. You gotta stop it and you gotta like extract it out of there. So you gotta like put the Fulton on and fucking like, you know, get it fucking attached to the truck. The truck fucking, I'm like, all right, yeah, I get that. I fucking fall on this truck. It's going like stopping like all these bases on the way before it fucking, you know, it'd be too late to do it. So you're kind of on a timer. I'm like, all right. So we have fucking got like these mines that stop fucking vehicles, right? And it's got like tanks to the side of it and shit, right? So I'm putting down these mines and like a fucking like I'm like, I haven't really used these. I'll see what they do. Fucking just stops the tank, dude. Like a tank will stop for like a second, then like it keeps going. And I'm like, all right, well, that's kind of like useless. So I'm like, all right. So I'm fucking. Stop picking guys off like one by one, dude, and fucking like, you know, with a sniper and shit, and fucking like picking them off. And it gets to a fucking base. I'm like, all right, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm fucking gonna throw all these fucking like smoke grenades, dude. I call them like a fucking support, like fucking sleep grenades, dude. So fucking like, you know, a plane fucking goes by, dude, and fucking like bombards the area with fucking like sleep gas and shit. And like, all right, everyone's fucking like asleep, dude. But you know, people in the vehicles are still didn't really affect them. So I'm like, all right, so I'm gonna fucking throw a bunch of fucking smoke grenades, dude. A fucking ton of them. Fucking like blanket the area with fucking smoke and just fucking run up there, dude, in the smoke and fucking put the, you know, attach the balloons to the fucking truck and send it out. So I do that, dude. Fucking everything smoked. I'm like, all right, nobody sees me, dude. I'm good. Fucking run up to the fucking truck, dude. And then, oh no, there's a cutscene. Fucking just cuts to a cutscene. And a little, it's a short
I
one.
love cutscenes.
So it's a short one, dude. It's not like it's bad, but fucking all these like fucking super soldiers fucking jump out of it, fucking instantly fucking spot me as soon as it happens, because I'm fucking too close to him, dude. Fucking because of the cutscene, dude. There's no more smoke anymore, dude. So I'm just fucking like, I'm out in fucking nowhere, dude. Getting shot at. It's like, dude, it's fucking gay. Like, you know what I mean? It's probably like a right way to do it. I mean, I just fucking end up fucking shooting with a fucking rocket launcher and doing it. You know what I mean? But. It's like fucking, it's like all this shit, dude. It's like, oh, I can do anything you want. It's open world. Oh, I fucking experiment. And you fucking try doing shit. Like, fucking shit just doesn't work. Like, there's gotta be, you know what I mean? There's like certain ways you gotta do shit. It's fucking dumb.
Yeah, that takes a lot out of it, I think.
Yeah, just the more I play, I'm like, it's not going, I'm like, oh, it's great, dude. Opening's great. And fucking the more I play it, I'm like, ah, it's okay, I guess. And the fucking more I play, I'm like 60 hours in. I'm like, this might just be a bad game. Like, it just might be like bad. Like, you know, it's just fucking repetitive fucking garbage. And you look at something like that, yeah, like fucking Mad Max, you know, same shit, fucking open world. It was like a 60-hour game, and like fucking you, like I couldn't wait, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I have to like tear myself away from it to fuck, you know what I mean? I'm like, fucking, I can't wait to play it, and I just stop playing it. I'm like, oh, it's fucking way too late. I don't want to get off, but I have to, you know what I mean? And Metal Gear, I'm just like thinking about it. I'm just like, oh, it feels like fucking work, like fucking, I just feel obligated to fucking play it, dude. Not like I really want to play it. I
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a 10.
don't know. No. Oh, I can give you another example, right? So doing a side mission. All right, it takes like two, going through all these fucking menus, dude. Like sorting my shit out, like fucking sending people out. Good like 2-3 minutes to fucking sort through. All right, here's what I'm gonna do. Right, fucking get to like the screen. All right, you're gonna deploy this equipment. Like fucking, you know, who's gonna be your buddy? Like whatever, dude. All the bullshit. I'm like, all right, just checking. All right, yeah, fine. All right, going fucking 10-second load screen, dude. Right, all right, going to a fucking helicopter ride to drop you off, so you're sitting in the fucking helicopter for a good like minute or two, minute and a half, right? Before you can get out, right? Drops me in the spot, and like pretty much like right in front of me is the fucking prisoner I gotta rescue, and there's like two snipers to the side of him. So I'm like, all right, well, whatever, dude. I'll fucking sneak up, dude. Choke out the snipers. Probably takes a good like maybe a minute to do that. Fucking just sneak up behind him, choke him out, or like whatever, dude. Fucking Fulton them out. Folding the fucking prisoner out. All right, mission accomplished. Okay, call the helicopter in. I'm waiting for like fucking like three minutes for the fucking helicopter to land. Get in the fucking helicopter, dude. You fucking, you know, a minute of fucking, you know, fucking it taking off and like leaving and shit. And like this fucking, you know, all this garbage fucking, oh, mission accomplished, blah, 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 menus, fucking hit A to continue shit. So it's like, dude, let's fucking. Probably like a 30-second fucking mission, dude. I wasted like 10 minutes, dude, doing like nothing, like fucking looking at fucking just shit. Like, dude, fuck out of here.
Wow, dude.
95% of the time, I'm doing nothing, dude, just fucking waiting for something to happen.
Fucking sucks. Glad I didn't buy it.
So there's a lot of game there. I mean, you can fucking can't argue. Oh, you're getting all this content for your money, dude. But it's like, dude, it's just like actually like doing shit, just not very fun. Like it could have been like, yeah, you're fucking all the fucking critics like, oh, these games are too long, these 10-20 hour games, you like Alien Isolation's too long, it's 20 hours, it should have been like 5. And it's like, yeah, like I don't like, you know what I mean, like Mad Max, dude. Like again, dude, so as long as it keeps you like engaged, you're interested, and that was like a 60 hour game. It's like, dude, I had fun like every second I was playing that, dude. I had fucking fun playing it. Like Forza, I probably put like 40 hours into fucking Forza. It's like, dude, I can't like stop playing that game. It's a game I'm playing. It's like, oh, fuck, dude, I'm too tired, dude. I don't want to get off, but I have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Metal Gear, I'm like, oh, it's fucking putting me to sleep. It's like, I just did a mission. Like, do I want to do anything else really? And I'm just like looking at the shit. I'm like, oh, God. Like, fucking, Jesus Christ, getting fucking more of this garbage to do. Feels like fucking job.
That's a good.
Probably because there is a lot of like grindy shit in it too. That's fucking what kills me, you know.
Well, like setting up like your resources and shit.
Yeah, you always need resources. You always need money, dude. Like that's just like on a. It's either on a timer or you gotta like do all like this fucking like dumb shit to get it. You know what I mean? Just like grindy shit. It's like, oh, you can get like, you know, you can get good money by doing like the like at your base they have like training, like not like, like shooting, whatever, fucking shooting galleries or whatever, dude, you want to call them. Just like fucking targets pop up and you shoot them. And there's like fucking like 5 or 6 of them you can do at your base and get fucking quick money that way. But it's like not quick. And the other reason it's not quick is because like it takes like two minutes to fucking do it, and it fucking gives you money. But then it's like, all right, now you got to go across your base to the next one. So you fucking hop in a Jeep and you fucking go like. Going in your base, which is just like fucking looks like PS2, just like empty, just fucking corridors and shit. You know, it's an oil rig, dude. A fucking boring ass fucking oil rig. You're fucking driving on like 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes to fucking get to the next spot, like doing nothing. It's like, dude, just fucking, I'm driving, dude, and I'm a fucking just flat fucking plane, like, you know what I mean, for like 3 minutes, dude, to get to the next fucking spot, doing the same shit over and over again. It's like, dude, to get fucking money and shit. It's like, such a grind, dude.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too appealing.
Thing is,
I
like,
guess if you like anime, that's probably cool.
yeah, I mean, dude, I'm probably the best part of it. That's the one thing I do. Like, the fucking best part of that game is like the story and the cutscenes and shit. It's 'cause I kind of like how they did them, because it's not like it is fucking anime garbage. But it's like, dude, the way they have them set up, everything's like. Every cutscene's like there's no cuts. It's just fucking everything. It's just like a camera like following people around and shit. It's kind of cool the way they did that. But the game itself, dude, it's almost like someone fucking made an open world game but had no idea how to make an open world game. You know what I mean? Because it's fucking half-assed. And I think that's pretty much what it is, you know? It's fucking, this is the first open world that dude ever did. It kind of shows. He didn't know how to make it fun, you know?
Ugh, that's brutal.
No, funny thing is, you get into a fucking spot, so you can tag people, like, so fucking it marks them, so you know where they are. It's funny too, if you do that, like fucking like real far away, so you can see like where they are, like where they're standing, and you get close to the objective, you fucking see them all like running, like oh, you see, like they can tell you're close to where you're supposed to get, so they all like run, like they're getting in place, like oh no, like fucking, you know what I mean? Got to set up, like fucking, it's like you fucking like stumbled into a fucking movie set before like everyone took their place, you know? It's fucking retarded.
Yeah. Sounds fucking. Oh, excuse me. Should have smoke a little marijuana.
Oh yeah, fucking.
Yeah, it just sounds like a nice pile of shit
Yeah.
from Konami.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's like a steaming pile of shit, but I'm seriously like debating, dude. Is it like fucking, you know what I mean?
Like one of those shits that kind of
Yeah, it's like.
like it looks impressive, but it's still a shit. Like,
Yeah.
oh, that's kind of a cool shit that I
Yeah,
just
yeah.
shit, but
Yeah,
it's still
it's, yeah,
shit.
yeah. It's a lot of shit, but is it like a quality shit? Like, I don't know. Like, is it like, you know.
Yeah, dude, like if you drink in a lot and you really dump a good a good mud pile in there and you're like, wow, dude, that's a lot of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a big pile of
But
it.
it's like, holy shit, that's kind of cool. That's a lot of shit.
That's pretty much, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, just, I mean, like thinking, like, you know, if I get to write a fucking review at some point, and it's like, dude, I'm like borderline. Like, is this fucking just a bad game? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it like, all right? I mean, fucking, I feel like I just fucking played it for like 60 hours. I'm still going, but I mean, like, is this just fucking bad? Like, this is a fucking terrible game. Like, I don't know. Yeah, too. It's
Yeah.
like there's no like fucking. You know, it's like stealth, so it's like slow, but I mean, like, if something's like that's gonna work, there's gotta be like tension. There's like no fucking, you don't feel like any tension. It's just fucking.
Just going through the motions.
Yeah, exactly. You're just doing the same shit over and over again. Then half the time, it's not like, oh, I fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, I did something to fuck up. It just feels like, oh, some bullshit, dude, got me fucking spotted. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't feel like it's my fault that I get fucking caught. It's just like some random fucking shit just happened. Like, fucking, I stumbled over a fucking, you know. GTA fucking slid down a fucking slope that was too fucking steep, dude. You know what I mean? It didn't look like it. I just fucking stumbled down, or like I tried doing something and like tried throwing a fucking guy like out of a window, dude, and he fucking missed and like broke some glass and somebody. It's like just like garbage, dude. I don't know. Just fucking get caught because of bullshit, you know? It's either like boring or it's like gets you pissed because it's fucking some fucking garbage happened. It's the two like modes of that game.
Yeah, that fucking sucks, dude. And you're probably not even close to finishing it.
I think I'm on like mission 20 of like the main story, and I think there's like 50, so I still have like 30 more to go, you know? But I'm doing like all the side shit too. It's hard to tell. I'm making some kind of progress, I think.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, you're not just working on that exclusively.
No, I'm jumping back. I just gotta kill
Probably want
myself
to
if that
kill
was the
yourself,
case. Yeah.
exactly.
That was the case, dude. I'd fucking Fulton myself in real life up in the fucking air, dude, and fucking pop the balloon.
What's fault? Is that when you send shit up? I thought that shit was so annoying. I was watching streams.
Well, it's fun. Oh, it's fun and funny, dude. The first like, you know, 10, 20 times you do it, and then it's like after the fucking like 500th time or so, it's like, yeah, this is just fucking, I gotta sit here and
And you literally have to do
hold
it every
my.
time,
You
right?
know, I mean, you don't have to, but I mean.
Well, to get the resources, right?
Yeah, to get either the resources or the fucking, you know, the personnel, the better fucking guys with better stats, you gotta do it, and like, you know what I mean? Or just not, even if you don't want them, it's like fucking, well, if you leave them out in the open, dude, and you know, if somebody sees them, they're gonna get like alerted, so it's like you kind of do, you know? Just like, oh, just like the first, you know, the first time I fucking put Flight of the fucking Valkyries on my fucking. chopper, dude. It was wicked cool. It was like Apocalypse Now coming down with fucking Flight of the Valkyries playing. It's cool the first fucking 50 times I've heard it, but now I fucking called in a fucking chopper, dude, like 600 times, dude. Just kind of just like, oh, yeah, here we go again, back on
Wait,
the
what do you mean? It
chopper.
plays music every time?
Yeah. And you can like switch it
Single
up.
time you call the chopper.
Yeah, I mean, it's like speakers on the chopper playing, you know what I mean? So it was cool, like being on like a fucking looking
What
up.
song is that?
It's the fucking, it's like the classical one from fucking Apocalypse Now, dude. The fucking they play, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking yeah. So it's fucking yeah. It's cool, dude, doing that. It's just like yeah. Now I'm yeah. Great. It's just like more waiting on a fucking helicopter, you know.
So now you call in a helicopter, you got to wait for it to get there.
Yep,
And
you
then
wait
once
for
it
it.
gets there, you got to wait in there.
Yep, then you hop on it, and it's like you're waiting, looking, dude. It just fucking takes like a good like 5, 10 seconds, dude, for it to take off. Then it like slowly lifts up, and then it fucking just, you know what I mean? Then it fucking slowly fucking starts going. It'll go for another like 5, 10 seconds. Then like you hop in the helicopter, and it brings you to a fucking like menu screen. You know what I mean? It doesn't sound like a lot. Then you get to sit through like a loading screen. You get to sit through like another screen. It's like it doesn't sound bad once you do it like a fucking couple hundred times. You decides getting on your fucking nerves, you know? I'll give you another example, dude. As soon as you open the game, it's like gives you like an update, like a fucking online, like little, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, here's like the shit that we fixed or whatever. Here's like the patch notes or whatever. So it's been the same notes since I fucking got the game pretty much, right? There's probably like 10 pages of that shit, right? Just like stupid garbage, like, oh, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Just like little, like legal shit, and like patch notes, and like whatever. But every time you, before you even get to the main menu, dude, you get to fucking look at that. And you can't just, oh, skip it or don't show this again. Every time you get a fucking next, 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 next. Probably like 10 pages, dude. Then if, you know, it's just
Are
like
you
shit.
kidding me, dude?
Every time, dude. Like, you can't, there's no option. Just don't show this again. I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking ridiculous. Every time, dude, you put down like cages to fucking capture animals and shit. And it gives you money and shit. So I do that every time I fucking, but every time it's like, oh, good, you captured one. You got one alive. All right, cool. I got five gerbils. Skip. One fucking this. Skip, skip, skip. Here's a reward. Skip, skip, skip. Every time. It's just fucking menus and menus and hitting A, dude. It's like, dude. I don't know. Yep, that's the Metal Gear Report. All right,
I
good.
don't think Konami's going to hire you anytime soon after they catch wind of this podcast.
All right, let me take a break. So, speaking of tactical espionage action, Rainbow Six, I get my code for the beta.
Ah, yes, me too.
Played, I don't know, probably like half a dozen games or so.
Okay, and what'd you think?
Well, first thing, as soon as I booted it up, yeah, I'm not sorry. I don't usually fucking bitch about like, oh, they downgraded the graphics and what they showed at like E3. You know what I mean? Like all the shit that people get pissed about. I don't usually say that, dude, but I mean, it's a huge fucking difference here between like, you know what I mean, what they were showing early on, and like what the game actually looks like, you know?
Yeah, did that pop out? That didn't look like.
Yeah, it didn't look like amazing. I'm like, dude, this could be like, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like first glance, it's just like, oh, this looks like almost like a fucking like budget, like 30, you know, $40 game, you know what I mean? Something like that. Like it's kind of like rough looking. But yeah, it's a beta, like whatever. I mean, it's not that important, you know, as long as the fucking gameplay is good. And I thought it was. Yeah, I fucking loved it from what I played anyway. I thought it was pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, I did a match and sat in the lobby for quite a bit. Wasn't that long, probably like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's a problem though. First same shit here. Yeah. Fucking took a good Yeah, I mean, the first day I played it, I was getting in matches. They were weren't really even. Like it'd be like 5-on-3, 5-on-2, like shit like that. You know what I mean? But so like,
Never once got a full.
maybe a couple times we did, but yeah, actually playing it though, it was fucking fun as shit. You just fucking talk about anti-Metal Gear, dude. Like every second of that game is fucking super like tense, dude. It's like wicked intense, dude. It's fucking like. It's a cool mix, dude. I like the way they did it. So it's like you gotta be careful, you gotta be slow, like literally check every fucking corner, dude. You gotta be like super aware, dude, of like where everything is, you know what I mean? It's that, but then the rounds are so quick, like you have like the what I think it's like 3 minute time limit, like each round, dude. So you gotta be like moving constantly too. So it's like tense, but it's like you gotta be quick too, you know? So it's not like too slow. I like that shit. I like how they did it.
Now, how many different maps did you see? Like all different ones? Did you?
I want to say there's only like two or three in the beta anyway. I think there might be like a day and a night. You know what I mean? On one, maybe both of them, which does change shit a
Okay.
lot. But there's just like lights on inside and shit.
You think it's something that you're gonna get sick of? Like, oh, well.
If it worked again, if it worked, like if I didn't have to fucking wait for like 10 minutes to find a fucking game, dude. You know what I mean? Like, and fucking, everything worked fine, dude. Like, I think it'd be fucking amazing. Like, if
Well,
fucking
I mean, as
clicked it.
far as like how many ways can you get to where you have to go?
I don't think that's so. You can get fucking like anyway. You know what I mean? You could fucking just blow up a fucking put a charge on a fucking wall, dude, or a fucking ceiling. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
but see, I thought you can only blow through,
You can
specific
only
spots.
blow through like to get. Just, you know what I mean? If you actually want to physically get inside a room, there's only certain spots. But I mean, I think just about anywhere you can put a fucking charge, dude, on like, you know what I mean? Like somebody would be like, say, there's five dudes in a fucking room, dude. You can fucking go up top, fucking put a charge on the ceiling, it'll blow a hole in. I mean, you might not be able to fucking like physically go in there, like drop down, but you can see everybody. You can fucking shoot in there and shit. You know what I mean? You can fucking take them all out like that. It's
All
fucking cool,
right.
dude, you know?
Yeah, and see, the match I was in was 5-on-2, so it was a really
Yeah.
shitty match.
It
I didn't see much.
does, at first, it's weird trying, it took a while. I'm like, dude, what are these, all these gadgets, dude? Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, fucking, this is hard to, like, wrap your head around. I'm like, all right,
Well,
well.
it wasn't that bad. You just hold X,
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't know what they were. It was just like symbols. I'm like, I don't know what this shit, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck this is, like, or what it's gonna do when I fucking forget to press it or hold it or what, like, you know what I mean? But.
I just wonder if it's going to be a fun game or if it's going to be one of those, like it's tactical, but once you figure out how to do it, it's like,
Yeah, I don't think there's gonna be a problem. Just the way it's, you know what I mean? It's the way it is. Like I said, dude, there's so many different ways. Even just a fucking like line of sight, you know what I mean? Just fucking breaching a fucking wall or a ceiling or like whatever, dude, or fucking sending a fucking drone or like whatever. It's too much there. I don't think it's pretty fucking fluid like that. I know you're saying people are just gonna be like robots and fucking, oh, I'm gonna sit here and sit here. I don't think it's gonna work.
Well, we will see.
That is fucking a shit. Like I said, the few games, dude, fucking like half dozen that were actually like, you know what I mean?
I'm
Like,
attempting to get in one right now, so we'll see how long this
yeah,
process
we know how
takes.
it goes. We'll try after this.
This is a live grunt-free press
Report. Yeah,
exclusive.
we got a reporter on the field. Clay Cook, how's it look down there? How's it look in Rainbow Six Topia?
Well, Ab, I'm sitting here in a lobby searching. And there's nobody.
There's nobody on the streets, no civilians,
Just
no.
me and a microphone. That's it.
Yeah, we'll see. Once this is fucking done, dude, we'll try fucking getting in and see what happens. Oh, it pissed me off too. It's like fucking somebody quits, dude, and their host. It's like host migration in progress, and you're sitting there for like fucking like 10 seconds, like waiting, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, if you're gonna. you're gonna make a fucking online only game, like I'm not, again, I'm not one of these fucking people who are fucking, oh, why even fucking online only? Why is it $60? I mean, like, I think, again, dude, I think the core gameplay that I played is fucking like great. You know what I mean? If they have fucking like good maps and shit and like a good variety of shit to fucking, you know, game
Yep.
types and shit, I have fucking no problem, dude. If fucking everything works fucking smooth, fucking paying $60 for that, this is fucking fun as shit. But gonna make an online only game, dude. Get fucking dedicated servers, dude. None of this fucking host shit. No fucking host migration garbage, dude. That shit sucks.
Yeah, why would they cheap out on that? I mean, it's fucking Ubisoft or whoever it is.
That is Ubisoft, but I mean, like, yeah, dude, you get fucking dedicated servers like fucking like Battlefield or something. There's some people, like, again, dude, if fucking, if it's uneven teams, make it easier. Like fucking Battlefields, they can just fucking, somebody leaves you, there's an open spot, somebody can just fucking pop right in. You know what I mean? People want to play, you're gonna be popping to the fucking ones that have like one spot open, you know?
See, once again, why can't this be a game where it's just like a base game and they can just add on to this game,
Well,
whether it,
that's what they're
you know what I'm
planning on.
saying?
That's what they're planning on doing. You know what I
But
mean?
yeah, but if they don't even care about the servers, then how much are they going to really give a shit? That, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's gonna live again, like any fucking online game. It's gonna fucking live or die on how many people are playing it, you know? So.
But I think if they really wanted to sell it, you know, I don't know. I think, you know. Just do a whole bunch of shit, whether it's, you know, new like tactics to use, like new areas, new buildings, like just keep pumping them out.
Again, I think that's the plan. They said, you know, they're releasing the 10 maps at the start, and they said, oh, they're going to keep adding more. They said they're all going to be free or whatever, but
We'll see.
again, if it doesn't fucking, if it's long, I mean, again, dude, fucking have the core of the game, I think, is fucking amazing, but I can see other people playing the fucking beta and just being like, oh, whatever, dude, it couldn't connect, it's going to be broken, and like not wanting to play it, you know?
Which could be the case. I'm still searching. I don't see anything.
Yeah, it's a
That's
beta,
never a
but
good sign.
we said the last day was like October 1st, which is like tomorrow, or like fucking like a day from now, you know what I mean? It's fucking, if it's
Yeah, I think Thursday.
still pretty rough like that, man. It's like, dude, like not putting a good foot forward, I don't think. I
And when
hope
does it release?
December, I think it got pushed to December. It was supposed to release like soon, like a couple weeks, but I think it got pushed back to December. So I hope it fucking works. I hope it's all straight. And we'll see where I am at that point in time. If I'm like, oh, I could really go for a fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking something like that, and I'll pick it up. But if I'm like hearing bad shit about it, and you know what I mean? And I'm fucking.
Yep. And this isn't a good start. I mean, I remember
I mean, it's a beta. You
Halo's
can't.
beta worked pretty good.
It did. It still had some trouble fucking trying to find people. Like, lobby was sitting waiting for a little bit to fucking find the lobbies. You had to, like, back out and research and all that shit. But again, it's a fucking beta. You can't shit on it too much. But other goofy shit, too.
Yeah.
Have you tried, like, when you, like, go prone or whatever? Have you done that?
Oh,
You go
like
prone?
backwards, like you
Yeah.
can sit
Every,
against the
yeah.
wall.
Yeah, but you're all, no matter where you are, you're always like that, dude. It's super goofy, dude. You see, like,
Oh,
fucking,
really? I thought that was
yeah.
just because I was against a wall.
You're always just like, you see the dude's, like, feet in front of you, like, he's fucking just, like, you know,
No
like,
matter what,
and, like,
really? You can't like lay on your stomach?
I think you can, like, it'll show it, like, if you're looking at, you know what I mean? Like, watching, like, somebody else do it, like, it looks like that, but I think no matter, every time I tried crouching down, dude, it's always just like goofy, like fucking the legs out in front of you, like you're fucking like a little kid on the ground. It's fucking pretty goofy. Again, yeah, it's just fucking bullet, like animation bullshit. It doesn't really affect anything. It's just fucking how it looks, but.
Oh, sorry, I actually had a piece of a coffee cake in my belly button I had to pick out.
Nice, nice. What kind of coffee cake? Anything good?
It was a coffee roll from a
Oh,
coffee
coffee
shop,
roll. Not, all right, not
from
as
that
good.
really popular coffee shop that I'm not going to say.
Oh, yeah. The trendy one, dude. You want to keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Dude, every now and then I'll go into fucking Stop and Shop, dude. Just get a giant fucking, like my grandma's coffee cake, dude. Those giant ones, dude. And just fucking kill it, dude. They're fucking great.
Yep, they are good. Yeah, still sitting in this lobby and no progress, so that sucks.
Well, keep us updated, Clay. We're gonna go to Sylvia with the weather.
She hot?
No, she's fucking awful, dude. She's like the most disgusting weather lady you've ever seen.
Perfect.
Yeah, speaking of delayed till December, fucking Hitman delayed till December.
Oh, Hitman, huh?
Yep.
Why did I not even know about that?
It sounds weird, dude, the way they're gonna do it. It was like, again, dude, it's just the way that everything's going. It's like, well, we're gonna like release like a couple maps at first, and we're like we're gonna add shit on top of it, so like you're not gonna buy the full game, you know what I mean? I don't know. It sounded fucking weird.
Maps for Hitman?
Yeah,
Like.
like they're gonna release like fucking, all right, here's like they said like it's a giant, you know what I mean? Like the main map's just like a giant fucking area, and they're just gonna give you like missions in it, you know what I mean? Like fucking, but they're like, oh, we're gonna release that, dude, and give you like what, however many fucking missions you just go and do, and the, you know what I mean? In this fucking section, this fucking chunk that we're releasing like at first, then we're gonna add more areas and blah blah, but it's still gonna be like $60, you know what I mean? So it'd be like you buy it for $60, you're not gonna be able to finish it, type of deal, if you can even finish it. I don't know. So it sounded kind of weird the way they were doing it.
Like the actual game will be like that?
Yeah, like that's the game. And they'd have shit like in fucking like Absolution, like the same shit from that. It sounded like we could like set up like contracts for like your friends, you know what I mean? Like fucking set up like criteria, like fucking mark somebody's, all right, you gotta
So what is
fucking
there?
kill
No
this guy.
story?
I don't know. I mean, that might be, but the way they're doing it didn't sound like it was, you know what I mean? Like fucking.
I mean, unless that's just the multiplayer or whatever.
But that's the entire game they were saying. Like, it's fucking, we're just gonna release a chunk now, and then like down the line we're gonna release like DLC, which will be free. You already bought it as you bought the game, but you know what I mean? That seems to be what they're doing now.
Yeah, that sounds fucking
It
stupid.
sounded kind of shady, but yeah, I mean, not that I love like Hitman's story, but I mean, some of those fucking story, fucking like the parts of it, dude, are like the best like fucking shit about that game, dude. Like, oh man, what the hell is that one for 360, dude? Like the very end, you remember that, dude? You had to wait for the credits, and like the whole game opened up, dude, using the coffin and shit, and then like
Yep.
fucking like you're like, what the fuck? Like he was dead, and then, like, dude, you wait. That's like one of the coolest things I've ever fucking seen. That's the
Yeah, you told
best.
me about that and I did it.
That's the best fucking thing ever, dude. Fucking opens up, it's like a coffin, everyone's at like fucking 47's fucking funeral. That's like the opening of the game, and then like you go through it, and like the end of the game he dies, you know what I mean? So, he just fucking shows him like getting put in the coffin, he's dead. And like that's the end of the game, you the credits, and you fucking sit through the credits, and it's like fucking little like prompt pops up on the screen to fucking like hit the sticks. I think you had to like push in the sticks, like you were fucking like a beating heart. Like you had to like fucking like do like the rhythm, right? It'd be like
Is that
bump
what it
bump.
was?
Yeah, it was like bump 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 bump. You had to like fucking like hit the sticks like you're reviving, and like fucking then like you do it, and then the fucking like slow motion, you just fucking pops out of the coffin, dude. And it's fucking all like these guys around him, dude, just fucking pulls out a gun, fucking blasting everybody. It was awesome.
Yeah,
Fucking
didn't they
shit.
just keep coming?
No, you kill everybody, dude. I chased everybody down, dude. Like it was awesome, dude. They're fucking like trying to get away. They'd run out in the fucking like driveway and shit, dude. You'd fucking like mow them down. Yeah, it was amazing, dude.
That's
So
right.
good. So fucking good. Shit like that. Or even like fucking like that Absolution, dude. Just fucking like the really like goofy like grindcore shit. Like what are they, like nuns or some shit? Like the fucking nuns is like
Yep.
in like bikinis or like whatever the fuck it was, dude. Like that shit's fucking cool. It's goofy as shit, but it's fucking fun. It's like if it's none of that, it's just like, oh, I'll go do this mission. Now go do this mission. That's just kind of weak.
Yeah, dude, I mean, you need all the other shit.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see.
I will see about it. We'll have till December anyway.
Anything on Division? Is that just going to be a pile of shit?
I haven't heard anything about that in fucking forever. I have no idea.
I'm sure it'll suck.
But didn't get delayed. Halo 5 still coming out October 27th.
Okay, I like it.
Gonna be
About a month away.
just about, yeah, less than a month away at this point. It's gonna be 175 pieces of armor customization to unlock at launch.
Okay, is that a good thing?
I guess so. I don't know. I don't care that much about that. But game better be good because 343 said they're already working on six. So hope this one fucking turns out pretty good.
Really? Is that good?
Yeah, good for six, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Fuck, I guess it's good. I guess it means five's pretty much got done and good, and they're fucking feeling good about it, I guess.
Wow, okay. That's pretty cocky. Or is it just like, is five just like, oh, it's like a piece of shit. Like we're done, like we're already moving on to six. Like
Well,
why?
I mean,
That's.
they're just going on, like, you know what I mean, getting the story, and this is probably like pre-production garbage, like, you know what I mean,
Yeah, I suppose it takes a while
getting a
too
head
for all that
start. I mean, you
shit.
know what I mean, it's sort of like fucking like the story guys, you know, they have nothing to do, you know what I mean, this fucking shit's probably been done for like months, you know.
Yeah, I forgot how much actually goes into it.
Yeah, or the guys who fucking like draw up just like all like the fucking like baseline art they go through, they've probably been fucking done forever too. Fucking sitting around, you know what I mean? Did
Yeah, hopefully that's great.
come out. Speaking of almost October, dude. Soma played that.
Oh yeah, how was it?
It's fucking amazing, dude. Really good.
Saw the review was up.
Yeah, really good. I liked it quite a bit.
Really?
It's fucking cool, dude. Very BioShock, very fucking Alien Isolation. It's pretty much those two like mashed together. Story itself is probably more Prometheus than Alien, dude. It's more like
Whoa, 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 Prometheus?
Prometheus.
What are you, a
It's
fucking faggot? Jesus Christ, I
oh,
wish you would just die,
I
dude.
like Prometheus. It was a good movie.
Yeah, we should be dead.
The second Prometheus got a name too. It's like, I think it
There's
was
a
called
second
like,
one?
so they're making like three of them, I think.
Oh,
It's
shit, I didn't
called,
know
it's
that.
actually called like Alien something. It's like Prometheus, like it's actually like in the title, like Alien. So they're tying it like more to the Alien movies. So people can't whine about that. Or there are no aliens in it. It's like, yeah, well, you're a fucking moron. Yeah, dude. So it's pretty much, yeah, dude. I like Soma a lot, dude. The game is real good. It's more like I said, more like fucking just the more. It's not even like more. That's probably like equal parts like science fiction and like horror. You know what I mean? It wasn't just like spooky, dark, just like fucking run from monsters type of deal. There's a lot of just like philosophical, like fucking think about this shit. Like, you know what I mean? That's fucking pretty cool. I like that. But a dude, fucking. Get brain damage and shit, and they fucking do like a scan of his fucking brain, and he fucking wakes up, and fucking you stop playing, you fucking wake up, you're like this underground fucking underwater. It's Rapture pretty much from fucking BioShock. You fucking wake up, and it's fucking like 150 years later, and like the fucking a comet hit the Earth, everyone's fucking dead, and like you're like fucking pretty much almost one of the last people on Earth. And then you find out you're a fucking like robot, like the fucking scan of your brain, dude, put you in like a fucking robot body. Deals with that shit, like fucking like, all right, well, you're fucking just pretty much like an AI, you know what I mean? And it's fucking, well, all right, well, what happens now to you? What if you fucking make like a copy of yourself, you know? Like fucking, are you still like, what happens to fucking the other fucking copy of you? And fucking, it's pretty fucking cool, pretty heady shit.
I'm sorry, I got breaking news here.
Oh, did something happen on a house or whatever, like in the rainbow map? Anything?
Breaking news. I joined and I got in very quick.
Would you back out and try again?
Yep.
Yeah, that seems to work a little bit. You actually playing? Like it seems good.
Yep.
Everything's good.
Well,
All right.
I'm in. I don't know what the teams are yet, but apparently, I'm driving a drone through a house, so.
Nice, you're attacking. Gotta find those bombs.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what's up? What happened?
Yeah. Communicate. Everything's. I don't even. It's good.
I think we lost him. I think he might be down. He might be down. We have to send somebody out to check on him.
Yeah, dude, I was driving a drone. I drove it right into the guy setting up, and he
Just
just
shot you.
destroyed it. Yeah, so
Cool.
that was pretty
If
cool.
you hold Y, it'll mark him so you know where he is and you fucking actually go.
Oh, okay.
But this is a podcast, so nobody can see what you're doing. So,
Very true.
yeah. But keep us in touch. Let us know you're all right over there.
Yep, I will do.
So yeah, Soma, fucking really good game. So it's fucking from the guys who made Amnesia. So you could definitely tell it's like the same type of like, you fucking see a fucking, one of the fucking monsters or whatever coming after you. You gotta fucking either hide from it or fucking run from it. And if you fucking look at it, dude, it starts like fucking with your vision. Everything gets like blurry and like fucking like digital artifacty because you're fucking, you're a robot or whatever. So fucking, he starts getting all fucked up, dude, and you fucking like you'll end up like, moving slower and shit. Pretty good. Yeah. Good shit. Definitely recommend that. I said, I think fucking Alien Isolation is probably a better game. I fucking liked it a little bit better, but still good. Soma's still a fucking good game.
Nice. That sounds nice. I mean, I don't remember if you said you don't shoot stuff, you just run away.
Yeah, there's no combat. You just fucking pretty much, again, it's almost exactly like Alien Isolation. Like, you'll come up to a fucking, like, computer or something. It'll give you, like, a puzzle. Like, all right, well, you gotta set up this antenna. And then it's like, it doesn't really tell you how to do it. You're just fucking, like, looking at, like, an interface of, like, all right, well, here's, like, a diagram of a fucking, like, little map of, like, a fucking antenna. And then, like, fucking, like, a little, like, radio beacon over here. And fucking like, all right, so you look around, dude. A lot of it's like on the it'd be on the fucking bottom of the ocean too, so you can only see like fucking like 5 feet in front of you, But it's fucking like looks real good too, like fucking it's really fucking like creepy looking. Just being at the fucking bottom of the ocean, dude, it's fucking like fucking looks good. So fucking like come to like, all right, so it's fucking all right, so fucking try to like follow this cord to the antenna. You find the antenna and you gotta fucking like move it to like. Set it up so it's fucking like pointing the right way. Then like, you gotta go somewhere else and fucking do this other little fucking puzzle to get everything set up and then fucking like shit like that, A lot of like different ones are like fucking all right, fucking get this power fucking generator started and I'll give you like little meters. You gotta like fucking like stop the meters in the right place and fucking like turn a couple valves and like figure out how to fucking make it work and shit. Alien Isolation did almost the same fucking thing, Same thing. It's one of those things. It almost came like full circle, dude. Like Amnesia came out, and like fucking like Alien took that and fucking like did like a big budget version of it. Did their own little twist on it. Then Soma came out and took kind of what Alien did and fucking twisted that a little bit.
Okay.
Kind of came full circle. Ended up really fucking good. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
That's good. That was a cheap game too, right?
It's like $20 or something, 20, 25. I think well worth it. Fucking good. Good shit. A nice little break from all the fucking 60-hour games I've been playing. It was nice to be like, all right, this fucking took me like 10 hours or so. And I did that, and I was like, oh yeah, Metal Gear. Back to that, I guess. Definitely recommend that. Fucking good shit. He is watching on Cinemassacre, dude. The fucking Monster Madness should be starting up, I think October 1st. It's all like fucking every day. Fucking he does different reviews or like whatever on all different horror movies, like whatever. I don't know like what the theme will be this year. I think it's just all like random shit. That's just always fun to watch, dude. Something to watch like every day. But I was watching fucking his shit, dude. He did like every Monday it's just him playing like a random game, He did Metroid for NES, fucking the original fucking Metroid.
Okay.
That's just fucking funny, dude. That's fucking all right. You want to see somebody do like no, like he's not in character, it's just him fucking playing, You want to see a fucking like grown man, dude, like fucking our age, dude, get pissed at a fucking NES game, dude. Fucking watch that. That's just fucking hilarious. Like not in his fucking nerd, just fucking getting pissed, dude. He's fucking trying to play, dude, in his fucking Metroid. So you fucking, I'll lose all your energy. You're sitting there, fucking takes like half an hour, dude, to fucking like fill your shit up, just fucking grinding through shit, dude. It's fucking hilarious, man. Him getting pissed, dude, because Metroid's a pretty fucking shitty game, dude. I fucking don't like that game at all. Another one of those.
Wow.
What happened? What happened? Is it breaking?
Yeah, that guy's face is just broken in with a shotgun.
This is
Trying to sneak into a window.
nice.
But carry on, he's dead.
Yeah, so yeah, real fucking funny. One of those games, dude, Metroid. Everyone's like, "Oh, fucking Metroid's a classic, dude." I like fucking Prime, dude, on like GameCube. The fucking first person one, dude. It was the first one I really got into. I tried playing like the NES one when I was a kid, and it was just like too like confusing for me. And then I tried playing it like I don't know, like a year ago or so. I'm like, all right, well, I keep fucking hearing, dude. Best game ever, dude. Like one of the best games of all time, dude. I fucking tried playing it. I was doing all right. I was getting into it, and I just fucking get to a certain point, dude, where it's like, yeah, it's fucking like real shitty, dude. Like the save system and like how it handles like your health and all that shit. It's fucking just like mechanically, fucking some of the systems are just fucking complete garbage, dude. And it's so bad. There's no map and shit. And it's like, oh, you can make your own or like whatever. Like fucking, I'm like, yeah, I'll just fucking try to figure it out on my own. Fucking going through fucking all this shit, dude. I got like the ice beam power up you need to fucking get to certain places, dude. I got that shit, fucking got that, dude. Then I like, got like some other like fucking wave beam or something power up, dude. Then like I don't know, I was fucking just like got stuck at this point where it's like, oh, I need to fucking go back and fucking because you can't switch weapons, dude. Go back to like the place. It was a fucking pain in the ass, dude. That game fucking it's garbage. Fuck that game. Fuck Metroid. Even like fucking ever, oh, Super Metroid, fucking one of the best games ever made. Yeah, I fucking tried playing that. Yeah, I thought that shit was just fucking boring, dude. I fucking just don't like those games. Up until fucking, yeah, Metroid Prime was the only one I really liked. That was it.
Yeah, I haven't played any since way back.
Yeah. It's one of those fucking and Nintendo Power games. You get to play it with a fucking map open, telling you step by step what to do. Otherwise, it's fucking shitty. So it sucks. Fuck that game.
Yeah, to get back on this, I just played another quick map real quick.
Yeah, well, fuck it.
It's not well, I was just gonna say it's not bad. I mean, like you said, the actual game felt good, not much lag. I mean, kind of cool shooting through the walls, you know. It was cool.
Yeah, as far as if it works, it's good. Is that you have like even teams? Is it actually like 5-on-5?
Yeah, I think that was even
Nice. Yes,
that last one.
it's fun, dude. Even it's not too bad. Even if it's like 5-on-4, you have a chance and shit. When it's like fucking like 5-on-2, it's like, dude, fuck off, like, dude, it's a fucking waste. Gotta fix that shit. All right, well, let's just wrap this up then, so I can fucking actually play video games. That'd be nice. Last thing, dude, fucking Halo, fucking the Hunt the Truth podcast is out. It's back. It's still fucking wicked cheesy and corny. Another thing
Yeah,
I
I
don't.
think you mentioned it last time, I
Yeah,
think.
I listened to this like two episodes I listened to that just came out. Dude, like all the fucking dude that like yeah, I listened to a couple like all like podcasts, just Halo podcasts. That's all they talk about is fucking Halo, you know? They all love it, you know. I don't know if they actually like it, dude, but they're all about it and like I don't know, dude. I don't know why. I mean, fucking, it's just like maybe it's just like more shit they can talk about. It's like something for them to. I don't know. It seems to be like popular. People like it, but
Really?
Jesus Christ, everything just sounds so cheap. Like everything just it sounds like they recorded it, like everyone's voices separately and just fucking threw it in. A guy could do it. Like you know what I mean? It's fucking just like. One of the main guys, either like Key or Peele, one of those guys, dude. I don't know which one's which.
Oh, yeah. From that Comedy Central.
Do you watch them? Like, I don't know. I
I've
fucking
seen the show before a few times.
Is it funny?
Some of them are pretty funny.
Yeah. All I know is dude, one of them, dude, the bald one. I don't know which one he is, but fucking.
He's Key, I
Yeah.
believe.
I don't know if he's the guy on fucking Hunt the Truth or what, but dude, like, fucking, I cannot fucking stand that guy. You fucking. Used to host like a fucking funniest fucking home video show on like Animal Planet, dude. It was just the fucking worst, dude. Fucking
That guy
worst.
did?
Oh yeah. It's the most like unfunny garbage, dude. Obviously, he's like fucking like Bob Saget garbage. He's not gonna be fucking like actually funny, but I just fucking could not stand him, dude.
Yeah, I don't know how it translates listening to it, but you like to see
Well,
like him and the other guy.
he's not trying to be funny. It's just his voice, you know. He's just doing like dramatic shit or whatever. It's not that big of a deal. I fucking hate that guy, dude. I fucking can't stand him. I think he was on like, is he on like SNL or like Mad TV
Dude,
at some point,
that's what
dude?
I was gonna say, dude. I think he was from something like that, but I don't know what it was.
But everything I've fucking seen him in, dude, he's supposed to be fucking fine. I've never like watched that show, but I just fucking just because he's in it, dude, and it's fucking I fucking can't stand him, dude.
Well, see, what's cool is they play characters, so they're you don't really he's never really like acting. He's always like somebody different. So he doesn't act like himself basically ever on the show, except for like the monologue they do. But it's pretty much all sketch, whatever, you know. But some of them are kind of funny. I think probably it's probably the other guy that's better.
The
Peele.
yeah, the fatter, blacker one.
Yeah, he's better. But
Wasn't he on like SNL or something too, or like one of
he
those?
could have been. I know they were on something. Especially the other guy. He's been around, I swear.
Yeah, no, he's been like everything. I've seen him. It's everything I've seen him in, dude. I fucking cannot stand him, dude.
But I mean, I don't love the show. I've seen a few and I laughed at some of them. They were pretty funny.
So, I mean, I'll keep
It's
listening.
black comedy, though, you know, if you like black comedy. But not all of it is, because, you know, some of it kind of cross over pretty well, you know.
Talk about Whitey does this and black people do that, the whole show.
No, it's not quite that bad. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I fucking yeah, keep listening to Hunt the Truth because it's fucking Halo and whatever. They're only like fucking like 20-minute episodes, so it's not like I'm fucking killing myself, but man, it's fucking Jesus Christ. Fucking cheesy as shit. And plus, you know, I listen to fucking those two podcasts, and they'll fucking break down like a 20-minute episode for like an hour, you know? It's like Jesus Christ, you guys are reaching. It's looking rough.
And they just talk about Halo 5.
Not anything, dude. I mean, they won't fucking a lot of them are doing the same thing I'm doing, you know what I mean? Like they won't watch like the campaign shit that's coming out, like the campaign videos.
Okay.
They'll watch, I mean, like the same shit. I'll watch fucking multiplayer matches all day. I mean, whatever, it's fucking multiplayer. But all right, I guess that'll do it. Fucking get in the fight with you, try to take down some terrorists and fucking shit.
Some drug lords.
Yeah, fuck it. This has been the Grunt Free Press podcast. Go to gruntfreepress.com. Email questions and concerns and tips and strategies for the Rainbow Six Siege beta at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I'm Absolute Deicide at gruntfreepress.com or Absolute Deicide on Xbox Live or fucking PlayStation Network or Steam, everywhere, pretty much everywhere. So I'm just gonna like officially change my name to Absolute Deicide, get it done legally.
That's what I would do. I'm
That's it.
Clay Cuckolds legally.
Nice. Yeah, you were born Clay Cuckolds, you can't do nothing about that.
It's true. But, you know, I'm happy with it.
That worked out well.
Oh,
It's
absolutely.
a household name at this point.
Yep. So, I think I'll kill some terrorists too, I guess.